This is a very difficult hour for me, and would not be for any of the rest of you. But I recall the first day that I saw Clarence Sexton walking down the street in Chattanooga, right near the church, dressed in a beautiful gray suit, and walked up to me and said, "I feel I'd like to work for the church. I'd like to do some work. I feel God is speaking to me." And I felt led at once to say, "Yes, we'll use you. Come on." We paid him a small salary, and he began working. And from the day that he began working for Highland Park Baptist Church in Chattanooga, we were then a great church. Thousands were coming. But from the day that he began working, we saw people coming down the aisles. One, two, three scores of families reached. And all over Chattanooga, this man, on his own leading of the Lord, began to lead people to Christ. And we had hundreds and hundreds saved as a result of his ministry. And now God has put him in this place after some years of experience in others. But I can see the hand of God upon you. Your building is too small, we know that. You got to have a bigger one. I'll be honest with you. You could seat three times what you now seat and still fill it in 2 months. I mean, you'd fill it. God has his hand upon him and upon you and upon your church. I thank God for you. I thank God for your church. I thank God for your pastor, pastor's wife, and all the folks around here. May God bless you, every one of you. My wife's here somewhere. Would you stand, please, sweetheart? I don't see you, but I know you're lost somewhere. Oh, you're right. Are you right over there? All right. We've been married a long time, 100, 200 years, but we'll keep on going, and the Lord has been good to us. And what a joy to be with you this morning for these few moments and to thank God for your church, for what you did. And my mind goes back to that day that you walked into my office and said, "I want to work." And you did. And walked up and down the streets of Chattanooga and led literally hundreds, maybe I could say thousands, to the Lord. And they'd come, he met them, led them to Christ, bring them to church the next Sunday morning, next Sunday evening, bring them down the aisle. And God began working. And now it's working in this place. I'll give you a little word to warn you. You can build a new auditorium twice the size of this one and fill it and need more room. Yes, sir. If you had twice the size and fill it and rejoice, but you'll need the room. And God bless you and God give you what you need here. And this is wonderful to be with you. Listen to this. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. And I believe that God is speaking to your hearts and refreshing your memory to see what God wants you to see and what he wants you to do and what can be done by the glory of God. My mind goes back. I remember something of World War I, especially back in the beginning. The things that were happening, I was a boy, that I recall. I remember my family, unsaved, lost, until God took me to Sunday school. And under a little Sunday school teacher named Mrs. Hawes, H-A-W-E-S, I heard the gospel for the first time. I received Christ as my Savior. I went home and told my mother and dad, and I said, "I'm going down to the front." I'd never been around a church. They'd never gone. The next Sunday morning, they were there. When I made my profession of faith at the front, my mother and dad came forward and said, "We want to be saved too." And they were saved. We had a beautiful, wonderful Christian family for many, many years. I remember these things. I remember the work of God. And now God used my life in helping many others. And I thank the Lord for all of that. And my memory goes back in all of these days and of things that happened and good things that happened. I remember public transportation, going to Sunday school, going to church. I remember the Sunday school teacher told me about Christ, a lady named Mrs. Halls. I heard it for the first time in my life from that one. And I accepted Christ as my Savior. I went forward in the church. When I did go forward, my mother and dad came down accepting Christ also. I'm showing you what God can do. I remember the men and the workers back in the early days of our church. And they had a radio, getting the gospel out to people everywhere. And showing what can be done. And showing that in spite of all the world and the power of Satan, we can win when our faith is in Christ. Change and decay and all around I see, oh, thou who changest not, abide with me. Now, some things do not change. Many change. World changes. Churches change. But some things do not. Number one, the Word of God never changes. This is God's holy Word. Now, I can explain in just a few words why God has blessed your church. Number one, you have been true to the Word of God. Number two, you have used men who were true to the Word of God. You've established rules and regulations for your work that have been true to the Word of God. The Word of God. Now, that's something that doesn't change. Here's your Bible. The world around us, high, big cities, highways, big things, airplanes soaring through the air. But in all of it, the Bible stands the same. The old famous Word of God. And we love the Word of God. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my pathway. And we love that. That little Sunday school teacher did not know what she was doing. When I walked in the class at 14 years of age and had a lady teacher in that class in the old country church and gave me the gospel. I got saved, and when I did, I told Mother and Dad. When I made my profession of faith in Christ at Cedar Creek Church near Louisville, they came forward too. We were baptized at the same time, the three of us. Now, I'm pointing out what God can do. The Word of God doesn't change. Here's your Bible. When you build a new building, you'll have the same Bible. The same text we will preach from you again and again. And the Word of God will be there. Now, don't try to understand all the things that happen because they're of the Holy Spirit. And they work because God is working with us. And don't try to revamp things into the modern way, but accept the old way. Don't try to sidestep the warnings of the Bible. The Bible warns you about certain things. You take the warnings and obey God and do what God said. Now the Word of God is the same. Always the same. And we rest upon that. And the Word of God must be first in every church. And God's power will be upon you as you glorify the Word and follow the Holy Spirit's direction. You'll have the power of God upon you. The Word of God must be found in the home. Read your Bible at home. Have a family altar in home. Sit down in a little circle of your family and read the Bible and pray and wait upon God. And the Word of God must be found in your personal life, day by day, living for Christ, glorifying Him, looking for the return of our Savior, but knowing that Christ is with you. Now, the Word of God doesn't change. You may move. You may have new jobs, new addresses, new things happening, but the Bible stays the same. Amen. The Holy Word of God. And God blesses His Word. Now, hold that first thought. Number second thought. Some things that do not change. The need of man. That doesn't change. Amen. Man is always needy. He's needy as a sinner. He's needy when he's a Christian. But he's needy. And the Word of God tells us what we should do. For all of sin comes short of the glory of God. All of sin. And Christ came and died for sinners. Christ died for us. He paid the price on Calvary's cross and died that we might be saved. Wherefore, as one man sin entered into the world and death by sin, So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All. The need of man. All have sinned. All have turned away from God. Nothing can satisfy it. Nothing can take the place of it. You must know Christ. You're dead in your trespass and sins, and all men have sinned, and all men are lost. The Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And we're all sinners, so we're all lost. Every man lost. Every man must come to Christ. All men are condemned. He that believeth not is condemned already. Already condemned, my dear friend, without Christ. But you can be saved, thank God. And you can come into the family of God. Wherefore, as one man sinned and entered the world, death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Now, the condition of man, the lost condition. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Man is full of heartaches. He cannot save himself. He's lost. He's undone. Man is blind. Satan blinds him that he cannot see. And it must be brought to the Savior. Now, I heard first of God and of His great changing work. I saw the condition of man. The third thing that does not change is the plan of God. The plan of God. One plan stated by the Bible. Here it is. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life, everlasting life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now here's something that doesn't change. The Bible doesn't change. The plan of God doesn't change. God's plan does not change. It's the same in every age and will be till the coming of Christ, until we stand before Him. And there's one way of salvation. That one way is by faith in Christ. One way to God. One way. That's the Christ way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He is the one way. This is God's way. And we receive it. And receiving God's way, we go to heaven God's way. By faith in Christ. Not the church, not baptism, not good works. But faith in Christ saves the soul. Now, the great message that have this given this hour is the message of salvation. The message of salvation. Declaring it. And you can build a new building, and you will, and God will fill it when you preach the great message of God. You need not fear. Now, the plan of God. The plan of God is, number one, to save. To save, to bring people unto Himself. The plan of God, to empower by the Holy Spirit's power. Christian friend, when you got saved, the Holy Spirit came in. When you got saved, you have the Holy Spirit. Now, He wants to fill you and empower you and enable you to do the will of God. The Holy Spirit's power. And you should say, yes, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. For the Bible says that, be filled with the Spirit. And again, to reach out to the lost world is our business of giving the gospel and pointing people to the Lamb of God. And this must be the aim and the goal of every church. And the purpose of the Son of God was to bring back faith to man, that man might trust in God and know that salvation is by faith in God and guidance is by faith in God, and we're resting all in Him. Now, He said, I will come again. That means there's going to be a rapture, a time when Christ comes, when the dead in Christ are raised, the living are changed. We're caught up to meet Him in the air. That means the rapture. This means the revelation. He will die, but He is living. He is living Christ, and He's coming again. This means the reign of Christ is given to us in Revelation 20, and we can rest on all of that. And all of that by faith in Christ. Now, keep your heart right with God. Number one, know Christ is your Savior. Say, this I know, that Jesus died for me. And I have accepted Him. Now, if you can't say that, you need to walk the aisle this morning. Get that straightened out right now. If you cannot say, I know that Christ is my Savior, He died for me, then you need to come this morning and join here at the front. Let the pastor have a word to say to you. Now, this is the gospel. Here's the great commission given to us to go out to the ends of the earth and give the message to people everywhere. And we must not hesitate in giving and declaring the word of God. And God must be in the center of your life and my life for all of us. Oh, so many things that I can say in the message this morning. In this changing world of ours, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Let's bow in prayer. Brother Pastor, come. Let God move upon your heart now. Do what God says. And the invitation given this morning, let God have His way. I'll guarantee peace and joy and blessings will come to you, Brother Pastor.